And that's on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Gedolim Maisa Sadikim Yoytim Maisa Shmaim Bart." Do Maisa Shmaim Bart? It says Lashon Yochad Yad Hashem. Do Maisa Gedem Shal Sadikim Siv Yadecha Tu Yadayim. So Rashi, Maisa Yadav Shachadish Baruch Hu. The Sadikim are activating the Maisa Yadav Shachadish Baruch Hu, and Hashem has more Hashivas for that than even for what He does Himself. What is he doing? He's doing the Maisa Yadav Shachadish Baruch Hu. He's being Ma'ayir. Ritzon Yireh Yasi, he's being Ma'or the Hashba. Let's say Yidavim, and it rained, right? Because of him. So Hashem has tremendous nachas from that, that the Yid did it. He was Ma'or the Yad Hashem. The tremendous. If you look in the first shtickle in the Darsh Moshe, the Parsh Penchas, he says that this muscle that, let's say a father, he's pulling a big package, right? He wants his kid to help him. What does he need his kid to help him? His 5-year-old's going to help him, he's getting in the way. He has nachas from it. So he says that shot, that Pinchas is Bekanes Kenasi, that since Hashem is, it's just Hashem's Kenasi, Pinchas did it for Hashem, that's what Hashem wants, our Avodah, right? We give Tzedakah, right? Same thing Tzedakah. Hashem can't be Mefarnes Daniyim, but He wants to go through us. He wants it to go through us. Hashem is Nachas from that, because we're doing His mitzvah of helping the Ani. You go to work, you can't go to work, Hashem can't do the work for you, but He wants you to do the work. He wants you to go and Shvitz, and be makir to Hashem, and go and Hashem's going to run the world through you. That's a nachas ruach for Hashem. That you're doing the mighty of Hashem's baruch. So all the shtablas the person's doing is, and all a yid when a yid does Hashem Shemayim is he's being ma'ir that Hashem's baruch. He's shopping Hashem. He's activating Hashem. Big mistake people think when they do a shtablas, they're circumventing Hashem. Not circumventing Hashem, they're activating Hashem. Activating Hashem. We do a shtadlus, the Shem Shemayim, you're activating Hashem. So this is why it's a tremendous chesaron to talk Lashon Hara. Right? We find all over Lashon Hara is a tremendous avla. Why? Because a yid, a voida, is, like we're saying over here, is to create it. Right? Your void in this world is to create it. That's your job. If you're talking Lashon Hara, you're knocking, you're not helping the situation, right? You're knocking the matzav. The matzav is, the problem of the matzav everybody knows. It's a whole wrong focus on what your avodah is. It's a whole wrong focus. Your avodah is to create it, right? To shaft the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's ratzon and to create HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, right? L'mashal, let's say a guy talks against doctors, right? He knocks doctors. So now what? Now we shouldn't go to doctors anymore? What are we supposed to do, right? What's the plan here? Not go to doctors? Doesn't make any sense. If you want to fix the situation, then you have to become a better doctor, right? You don't like the matzav, go become a better doctor. By knocking, it's not going to help, right? So your job in this world is to create it. You have that ability to create it. You have that kind of tenacity. You have the ability to shock in this world. So if you have a problem with the way the world is running, right, it doesn't help if you knock it. It doesn't help if you talk against it, knock it. Now you're just in the same chisus as the whole problem was with Chila. Your job in this world is to create it. So the way you create it is by bringing out the tayv and making it better. You have that ability to make the difference, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that yichailus. And that's where your bechira is. Your bechira is in this, especially nowadays. When you knock something nowadays, it doesn't help anything. The whole world is just one big uncontrolled situation, right? Everybody says what they want, does what they want. Nobody. It's not like the old town, like the controls, you know. So if you're coming around, you're knocking things. It doesn't. It just makes more pechisa. The only way to change the matzav and create a whole new world by making a change. And really, the change has to start by you. If you come, talk Lashon Hara and everything, there's no change involved. It's just mevaza everything, hurting everything. It's making it work. The change has to start really in you. And when people see that you're a person that's accepting everything, and then you're creating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. You're creating Hashem's world. So that shot we had over here by the eagle that the Parah Adum was mechaper on the eagle. Why? So Rashi says, "Rav Moshe Darshan, ba parah v'chaper al bena." right? The Yidin of the Egel, that's the Egel of the Bana. So, Bapara of the Chapra of Bana. The mother is Mechapra, what's the Vart? You went to Pchisus Dikamasiv, you were dinning the Egel, you went down low, right? Yavai Para, you have to come, the mother, you have to come with a Chrayis, you have to take a Chrayis to the Matzah. Right? If you would have took a Chrayis to the Matzah, you wouldn't have fell there. Well, what was the problem? The problem was Moshe Rabbeinu was missing, and they felt lost. And they felt a Pchisus Dikamasiv situation. Right? So they fell into the Egel. If you would have overcame that, you would have been the mother, you would have overcame that Matzah, then you would have Nikra Shma, that is a Nikra Shma from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he first met Hashem for the first time, it's unbelievable. He's already fighting with Hashem. How could there be a concept of fighting with Hashem? It doesn't make any sense, right? How could there be such a concept? He's good for the verb. Hashem wants you to create it. Moshe Rabbeinu was in such a high madrega with Hashem that he was able to argue with Hashem. Unbelievable mazach. What's the verb? Whereas you have to take a chrayis for it. Hashem's giving you b'maisi adayim. He wants you to create it. Maisi yad shel tzaddikim are in a higher madrega than what Hashem does himself, because he wants the tzaddikim to create that situation. So Moshe Rabbeinu arguing with Hashem. How could it be Moshe? That's why the part was called Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu, because he has that koyach to argue with Hashem, which means that you have the koyach to make it, to create it. So you were asking before about shtadlus and everything, and we're talking about betachan. So the part is that when a person realizes that it's all Hashem, and his job is to bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama that's in him, right? That's the whole chray the person has to bring out his neshama that's in him. Otherwise, he's going to fall into like a guy, he becomes like a behemoth. So then, when a person realizes that, then he's makir that what he even everything that he's doing really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's just bringing out Hashem in him. It's all Hashem. It's all just bringing out Hashem in him.